TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The blood bank's urging donors to spare a few minutes to give the gift of life. The SA National Blood Service in KZN says while it's been able to maintain its stock level of 5 days, multiple crashes on the province's roads over the long weekend have left it concerned. The services, Nilashen Govender, says there's usually an increase in emergencies over the festive season, which is why they want to make sure they have enough supplies available.
We know in the upcoming weeks, the roads are still busy from now until next week and the following week. There's a lot of activities on the road, so there is going to be prevalence of accidents. So we are just preparing ourselves and trying to keep our blood stocks up to date so that we have sufficient blood stocks available for the patients for our province.
Julius Malema says the EFF will work to rebuild its support base in KZN following its poor performance in the May elections. Malema was delivering the closing address yesterday at the Red Berets elective conference in Nasrec, where he was chosen to lead the party for a third term. The EFF suffered a blow at the polls earlier this year, with voter support dwindling from 10% to 2% in KZN. The organization was also replaced by the MKP as the third largest party in the country. Malema says the KZN branch is confident it can recover.
Comrades of KZN are determined to go and fight and regain the lost ground in KwaZulu-Natal. And they were saying to me, some of them, that President, you see where Gauteng is sitting. That's where we're supposed to be sitting. In the next conference, we are sitting there because we'll be more in number, because we are going to grow our numbers.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's concerned about the involvement of consulting firms, McKinsey and Bain & Company, in G20 discussions. McKinsey was recently brought on board as a supporting partner to private sector engagement group, the B20. Bain & Co. is working with the Energy Council of SA. Ramaphosa issued a statement to say that the appointments don't contribute to efforts to improve public trust and good governance, given the role of the two firms in state capture and corruption. The presidency's Vincent Magwenya says they're calling on businesses to reconsider their position and appoint more suitable partners.
Whilst the presidency or government has no control over the B20 processes, it does not endorse the appointment of McKinsey in this regard. Similarly, the presidency does not condone the inclusion of Bain in supporting the activities of NICOM.
A recap of our lead story this hour, the blood banks urging donors to spare a few minutes to give the gift of life. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.